So we have all the tefillos that the Siddur of Vilna has in before the Korbanos. You have the tefillos Panasa, tefillos Haman, which are really the same thing, by the way. Then on page 36, and this is very good for this week's parsha. You see in the middle of the page, Aseres Adibros. So in the Siddur of Vilna, they say that you should say the Aseres Adibros every day. So that's a Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Beis that says that was originally part of the liturgy of the daily davening. But because of Tarumos Haminim, because of heretics and their claims, we took it out of the liturgy. So what would be a heretical claim that should remove Aseres Adibros from the liturgy? What heresy does saying Aseres Adibros possibly foster?
Because the Christians use it?
Because the minim in that case, I mean, there was a doctoral thesis about 30 years ago, I remember, someone who wrote about the min. What does a Gemara mean when it says min, mem yud nun? So usually translated as a heretic. His argument is that it never refers to Christianity, and I just think that's... I remember thinking at the time that never, first of all, you should never use the word never. But furthermore, I mean, there's some places clearly where, I mean, sometimes Jews purposely wrote the word min so that the Christians wouldn't think we're talking about them. But in, you know, there's no outright reference to Christianity. I mean, usually these are censored texts. There are some Gemaras that are indisputably referring to him, but they hid it behind someone like Bilam or Gehazi or someone like that. But there's a book written by a Christian Dafka called Jesus in the Talmud, which I had a lot of hanah from it. It opened up Gemaras to me that were incomprehensible to me before, and until this Gentile wrote about Jesus, and really some. I mean, some of the really most incomprehensible Gemaras. We have so little time, I don't want to get into it. But
how could that person know more Gemara than the rabbis?
Because he knows the New Testament. I'll give you an example later. But Andav Ches in Maseches Bechoros says that Rabbi Yehoshua engaged the Chachmei Athens, Atona, the Chachamim of Atona. Right? We're learning Siddur Vilna.
Siddur Vilna.
He addressed, but we're talking about heresy now, because remember the Gemara Bracha says that the Aseres Adibros used to be part of the daily liturgy, but they took it out because of the heretics. So the heretics, the Christians, claimed that Aseres Adibros is the whole limit of the Torah. The only thing that Moshe revealed was Aseres Adibros. The rest of the Torah, he made up on his own or someone else gave. That explains why they're ready to eat pork. And they're shaving with razors. They're eating leaven on Passover. You ask a Christian, well, how are you moving Saturday to Sunday? All right, there, Shabbos is Aseres Adibros. That's a good question. Keep that question. Keep their feet to the fire on that one. Right? Because they're not keeping the Sabbath. Only the Seventh-day Adventists are. They're keeping it some other day. Right? Anyway, so on the Daf Ches and Maseches Bechoros, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehoshua engaged the Chachmei Athens with some points, and a number of questions come up, one of which is, what should be done with the afterbirth of a mule, and what do you do when salt goes bad? All the questions they asked him were like that. So they're all craziest questions. And he gives brilliant answers that... his answer to those two is salt doesn't go bad and mules don't give birth. So based on prophecies in the New Testament that you and I are not seeing, right, when Jesus explains why God has to change from the old Israel to a new Israel in the New Testament, and you should never use this terminology, he refers to his followers as the salt of the earth. And the old salt is going to be trampled under our feet and spoiled. So what do you do with spoiled salt is a way of saying what's happening to the Jews now. Are they turning over to following Jesus? And Yeshua was saying salt doesn't go bad. Salt preserves. The salt is our bris melach on all our kabbalas because it's a preservative and it doesn't go bad. And mules don't give birth and neither do virgins. So he was trying to tell them that. So this Christian is is explaining our Gemaras in light of New Testament prophecies, which are brilliant, because you could imagine that they were going to hide what this actually meant. You can't put a polemic against Christianity overtly in the Talmudic discourse. That would kill anybody learning it, or anybody, it would, if it was in a book. Are you kidding? I have some Mishnayos that says on the front page, we censored this. There is nothing negative to our Lord in this pamphlet, in this book. They put everything we had, and they had plenty of good apostate Jews who read through. You know, former Jews who wanted to show their mettle to their new religion by censoring our books. So Aseres Adibros became sort of a persona non grata in the liturgy, because by stressing this, it seems that we're agreeing with the Christians. So take it out of the liturgy. Brachas David Beis has this whole discussion, and there's a tshuva of the Rambam from a rav in Algeria. The Rav says, this new young rabbi came to my community, and he has a shul near mine, and he established a minhag not to stand for Aseres Adibros. He doesn't like the minhag to say Aseres Adibros. And we all stand for Aseres Adibros, and we think he's wrong, and what should we do with this new whippersnapper? And the Rambam writes, you should give him a raise, you should hold on to him, because he has the strength to stand up to those heretics who think Aseres Adibros is the limitation of our Torah, and you shouldn't stand for Aseres Adibros, because standing for Aseres Adibros implies that that's more special than any other part of the Torah. And he writes about this in his parish, Hakdamah LeParish HaMishnah. He writes, Aseres Adibros is no more important in the Torah than Achos Loton Timna. That's the term, that's the sister of a descendant of Esav. So he says that the whole Torah is Mipi Hashem to Moshe, and Aseres Adibros shouldn't be treated on the pedestal. All right, the Ashkenazic minhag is dafka to stand for Aseres Adibros. According to the Mordechai, you're standing for the Rav who's getting the Aliyah. You don't stand in other places where he gets Aliyahs, but okay. Anyway, so the Gaon thought that by the 19th century, this is no longer an issue. Saying Aseres Adibros is not making a statement, I think that this is the limit of our revelation. Right? The Gemara Brachos that says that they took it out of the liturgies. So that means that if something was originally part of the liturgy and had to be taken out because of concerns of polemical natures, like Shehim Mishtachavim Lehebel Varikul Nisbalim Le'el Lo Yoshia, there's every historical, archaeological, whatever you want to call it, scholarly evidence that was originally part of Aleinu. The oldest Kisveyat, handwritten Kisveyat of Aleinu from the 9th century, have that line in it. Shehim Mishtachavim Lehebel. Only the problem is that Rabbeinu Ephraim, bless his soul, had to write Varik Gematria Yeshu. Hevel Gematria Muhammad. So, you don't think that that's going to get the Muslims and Christians angry that we're saying Christians and Muslims bow down to Hevel Varik Ve'el Lo Yoshia?
Rabbi, I have to go. I just want to make a quick pitch. Guys, we're starting a shul membership drive, and we're asking everyone who comes to the shul on a regular basis to not just partake in the davening and the learning, but help the shul with membership.
These guys are already members.
But if you're not a member, we have various levels of membership. And if you can't afford a full membership, ask me, we'll make accommodation. But we really want people who come here to be members so we could really, they can be part of the community and get our emails, etc.
This is David Asher, our president of the shul.
I figured everyone knows who I am, but please, if you're not yet a member, become a member.
Okay, So he felt that, and you see what he says about the Rambam. We'll have to start with that next time, because the Rambam was a real stickler of not putting Aseres Adibros as anything special.
What's the difference between becoming a member and donating more than the membership?